Welcome to the Curiosity Chronicle, where we investigate the latest scientific research with depth and intrigue. I'm Tom, and joining me as always is my co-host, Jen.
Hi there, listeners. Today we're diving into a fascinating paper that explores how artificial intelligence can be used to create more effective memory aids for learning. The title of the paper is "A Smart Mnemonic Sounds Like Glutonic: Mixing LLMs with Student Feedback to Make Mnemonic Learning Stick."
This research looks at the power of keyword mnemonics, those memorable explanations that link new, complex terms to simpler keywords, and how language models can be trained to generate mnemonics that really help students learn.
The key idea is that while prior work has generated mnemonics automatically, these mnemonics don't necessarily match what students actually prefer or find most helpful for learning. The researchers wanted to change that by tapping into real student feedback.
Exactly. The team, led by Nishant Balapur, Matthew Hsu, Alexander Hoyle, Alison Roby, Shi Feng, Serafina Goldfarb-Tarrant, and Jordan Boyd-Graeber, set out to build a mnemonic generator called SMART that learns from the preferences and learning outcomes of actual students.
To do this, they first collected a dataset of user-written mnemonics from an online resource called Mnemonic Dictionary. They carefully curated the highest quality mnemonics from this collection to fine-tune a large language model, Llama 2, as their initial SMART model.
But the key innovation came next. The researchers didn't just stop at fine-tuning. They deployed this initial SMART model to students in a flashcard app and collected three different types of feedback, pairwise comparisons, Likert ratings, and observed learning outcomes.
This allowed them to study something really fascinating: the disconnect between what students think is helpful versus what actually helps them learn. Their analysis showed that a student's expressed preferences, like rating a mnemonic highly, didn't always match up with a mnemonic that actually helped them learn the term faster.
Wow, that's such an interesting finding. It really highlights how difficult it can be for students to accurately predict what study strategies will be most effective for them. Just because a student thinks a mnemonic is great, doesn't mean it's the one that will help them remember the term best.
Exactly. And the researchers leveraged this insight to design a Bayesian model that could synthesize all three types of student feedback, the expressed preferences and the observed learning outcomes, to evaluate the true effectiveness of each mnemonic.
That's brilliant. By combining these different signals, they were able to get a more holistic sense of which mnemonics were the most helpful, rather than just relying on what students thought. And then they used that effectiveness metric to align their SMART model through a technique called direct preference optimization.
Right. The goal was to guide SMART to generate mnemonics that not only students liked, but also truly helped them learn. This multifaceted approach is a key contribution of the paper. Most prior work had only used a single preference signal, like pairwise comparisons, but the authors show the value of blending different types of feedback.
Absolutely. And when they evaluated the final SMART model, the results were really impressive. They found that SMART was able to generate mnemonics that matched the quality of those produced by the state-of-the-art language model, GPT-4, but at a much lower deployment cost.
That's huge. To be able to compete with a model as powerful as GPT-4, by leveraging student feedback to guide the training, is a really significant achievement. It shows the immense potential of aligning language models with true user needs and preferences.
And what I found especially interesting was the comparison to human-written mnemonics. While SMART was able to match GPT-4, the expert human writer they consulted was able to produce even better mnemonics, particularly when it came to creating simple keywords and vivid explanations.
Right, that insight suggests that mnemonic generation is still a very challenging task, even for advanced language models. There's clearly value in the specific type of feedback and creativity that expert human writers can bring. This could help guide future efforts to further improve LLM-generated mnemonics.
Definitely. This paper is a great example of how language models can be harnessed to assist and empower human capabilities, rather than replace them entirely. By blending the strengths of LLMs with real student input, the researchers were able to create a mnemonic generator that is both powerful and attuned to user needs.
Absolutely. I think this work also highlights the importance of going beyond just optimizing for what users say they want, and really digging into the disconnect between expressed preferences and actual learning outcomes. That kind of nuanced understanding is crucial for building AI systems that truly benefit end users.
Couldn't agree more. This paper is a fantastic demonstration of how thoughtful, user-centered design can unlock the full potential of language models. I'm really excited to see how this line of research evolves and what other educational applications it could have.
Me too. The smart mnemonic generator is such a clever and impactful application, and I'm sure there are countless other ways we could leverage similar techniques to create AI-powered tools that seamlessly integrate human feedback and expertise. This is definitely a paper that will stick with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today, listeners. Be sure to check out the full paper if you want to dive deeper into the details of this fascinating research. Until next time, keep exploring.
See you next time on the Curiosity Chronicle.
Are you tired of forgetting important terms and concepts? Do you wish you could just glue that information to your brain? Well, have we got the product for you?
Introducing Glutonic, the revolutionary mnemonic learning aid powered by AI.
That's right, the same technology used in the smart mnemonic sounds like Glutonic paper is now available in a convenient, tongue-tingling supplement.
Just a few drops of Glutonic on your daily study snack, and you'll be remembering like a supercomputer. Mnemonic keywords so sticky, they'll have your brain doing backflips.
Worried your study habits are a little strange? Glutonic uses cutting-edge feedback analysis to generate personalized mnemonics tailored to your unique learning style.
No more duds, just thoroughly tested memory magic. And with flavors like catchy catnip and sticky strawberry, taking your daily dose of Glutonic has never been more delightful.
Don't let forgettable facts ruin your academic ascent. Experience the power of AI-powered mnemonic mastery with Glutonic. Available now at your local pharmacist or mad scientist supply store.
Glutonic. Where learning sticks, and your grades don't slip.
Welcome to the Cutting Edge Discoveries podcast, where we investigate groundbreaking research papers with depth and intrigue. I'm Tom, and alongside me is my co-host Jen.
Hi there. Today, we're excited to dive into a fascinating paper that's shaking up the world of autonomous vehicle research. The title of the paper is NAVSIM, Data-Driven Non-Reactive Autonomous Vehicle Simulation and Benchmarking.
This is an important piece of work that tackles some crucial challenges in evaluating autonomous driving systems. The researchers, led by Daniel Dorner, Marcel Horgarten, and a team from the University of Tübingen, OpenDrive Lab, and NVIDIA Research, have come up with a novel approach to benchmarking autonomous driving policies.
You know, the development of autonomous vehicles has been a major focus of research in recent years, with the potential to transform transportation and improve safety. But evaluating the performance of these driving algorithms has proven to be incredibly difficult.
That's right. Existing benchmarks and simulators have fallen short in several key ways. For one, the datasets they use, like NUSINs, were originally created for perception tasks like object detection, rather than evaluating planning and decision-making abilities.
Exactly. And these datasets often contain a lot of trivial scenarios, where simply extrapolating the historical driving behavior can lead to good performance. So traditional metrics like average displacement error don't actually capture the true capabilities of the driving algorithms.
Compounding the issue, current simulators with synthetic sensor data exhibit a significant gap in realism compared to real-world driving. And the lack of a standardized evaluation setup has led to inconsistencies between metrics, making it hard to draw fair comparisons.
The NAVSIM framework aims to address these problems head-on. The core idea is to use a non-reactive simulation approach, where the driving agent's planned trajectory is kept fixed for the entire duration, rather than being inferred at a high frequency as in traditional closed-loop simulators.
This clever simplification allows NAVSIM to sidestep the need for accurate sensor simulation, while still enabling the use of simulation-based metrics that reflect the safety, comfort, and progress of the driving agent's trajectory.
The researchers call this the PDM score, which is an efficient re-implementation of the scoring function used by the state-of-the-art predictive driver model planner. It combines penalties for collisions and off-road driving with a weighted average of progress, time to collision, and comfort measures.
Interestingly, the team also developed a filtering strategy to generate standardized and challenging training and test splits from the OpenScene dataset, which is a redistribution of the large-scale NewPlan dataset.
The key idea here is to remove trivial scenarios where a simple constant velocity agent would perform well, and focus on more complex situations that truly test the capabilities of the driving algorithms.
The researchers then conducted a systematic analysis to show that, despite the simplifying assumption of non-reactivity, the NAVSIM evaluation protocol is much better aligned with closed-loop metrics compared to traditional open-loop displacement error-based benchmarks.
This is a really important finding, as it suggests that NAVSIM can provide a middle ground between the ease of use of open-loop benchmarks and the realism of closed-loop simulations.
The team also used NAVSIM to benchmark a collection of state-of-the-art end-to-end driving architectures, including Transfuser, UniAD, and Paradrive, which had previously achieved top performance on other benchmarks.
Interestingly, they found that simple models like Transfuser, which use only a front-facing camera and lidar input, can match the performance of more complex, compute-intensive models like UniAD on the challenging NAVSIM scenarios.
This really highlights the value of NAVSIM in providing a more reliable evaluation of driving algorithms. The researchers also organized a NAVSIM challenge at CVPR 2024, which attracted submissions from 143 teams across 13 countries, showcasing the broader community's excitement for this new benchmark.
The top methods in the challenge ranged from massive vision language models to more efficient approaches based on trajectory sampling and scoring. This diversity of solutions demonstrates the potential of NAVSIM to push the frontiers of autonomous driving research.
Absolutely. While NAVSIM isn't a perfect solution and has some limitations, such as not fully capturing the reactiveness and compounding errors of closed-loop driving, it represents a significant step forward in benchmarking autonomous driving capabilities.
The researchers are committed to continually improving and expanding NAVSIM, including supporting more datasets and adding new, more challenging metrics. This framework has the potential to become a valuable tool for the entire autonomous driving community.
I'm really excited to see how NAVSIM evolves and what new insights it uncovers about the state of the art in autonomous driving. This is such an important area of research, and tools like NAVSIM are crucial for driving progress forward.
Agreed. NAVSIM is a great example of how rigorous, data-driven research can lead to impactful innovations that have the potential to shape the future of transportation. We'll be closely following the continued development of this framework and the exciting discoveries it enables.
That's it for today's episode of Cutting Edge Discoveries. Thank you all for joining us on this deep dive into the NAVSIM paper. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to the research and more information. Until next time, keep exploring the frontiers of science.
Bye everyone.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Predictive Perfection, the premier provider of data-driven autonomous vehicle simulation and benchmarking services.
Are your self-driving algorithms getting a little too self and not enough driving? Tired of your vehicles crashing into trees, lampposts, and the occasional stray llama?
Then you need Predictive Perfection. Our state-of-the-art NAVSIM technology will put your autonomous driving policies through the ultimate gauntlet, with challenging scenarios that'll make your engineers weep tears of code.
Forget about those fluffy, unrealistic datasets. Predictive Perfection curates the most diabolical driving challenges, from navigating through herds of stampeding llamas to parallel parking between two angry bears.
Our PDM score will ruthlessly evaluate your vehicle's safety, comfort, and progress, ensuring your self-driving dreams don't turn into automotive nightmares.
So what are you waiting for? Join the autonomous driving elite and sign up for Predictive Perfection today. We'll whip your robots into shape faster than you can say sensor fusion malfunction.
Predictive Perfection, benchmarking the future, one llama at a time.
Maniacal laughter.
Welcome to our podcast, where we dive deep into cutting-edge research and unpack its fascinating implications. I'm Tom, and alongside my co-host Jen, we're thrilled to explore an intriguing paper on privacy-preserving blood glucose prediction.
That's right, Tom. Today we'll be discussing the paper titled Privacy Preserved Blood Glucose Level Cross Prediction, an Asynchronous Decentralized Federated Learning Approach, authored by Chengzhe Piao and colleagues.
This research tackles a critical challenge faced by many individuals with type 1 diabetes, the lack of sufficient blood glucose data, leading to a cold start problem when developing accurate prediction models. The researchers propose a novel solution using an approach called federated learning.
Federated learning is a fascinating concept that allows models to be trained on data distributed across multiple devices, without the need to centralize that data. This is particularly important in healthcare, where protecting patient privacy is paramount.
Exactly. The key idea here is to leverage federated learning to create a population-level blood glucose prediction model that can be used by both seen patients, who have contributed the data, and unseen patients, who haven't. This addresses the cold start problem head-on.
It's a really clever approach. The researchers developed a system called GLU-ADFL, short for glucose management, using asynchronous decentralized federated learning. This framework enables the collaborative training of a population model without a central server, allowing for greater scalability and flexibility.
That's right. GLU-ADFL uses different communication topologies, like ring, cluster, and random, to cater to the diverse social preferences and privacy needs of participants. This is a really important consideration, as not everyone may be comfortable with broad data sharing.
Absolutely. And the asynchronous nature of the training process is a game changer. It means participants can engage at their own pace, without being held back by slower or busier devices. This makes the whole system much more adaptable to real-world conditions.
The researchers put GLU-ADFL to the test using four distinct datasets, comprising 298 participants with type 1 diabetes. They compared the performance of GLU-ADFL-based models to a range of baseline methods, including traditional supervised learning and centralized federated learning.
The results are really impressive. The LSTM-based population model trained through GLU-ADFL demonstrated excellent cross-prediction capabilities, meaning it could accurately forecast blood glucose levels for unseen patients. And when seen patients further personalized the model with their own data, the performance improved even more.
That's a great point. The researchers found that the personalized from population approach, where the population model is fine-tuned with individual data, outperformed models that started from random initialization. This shows the power of leveraging broad population insights while still catering to individual needs.
Exactly. And when they looked at the different communication topologies, the random topology emerged as the most effective, with a tendency to converge to the best performance. The researchers also tested the impact of varying inactive node ratios, simulating different levels of participant engagement. Interestingly, the random topology remained stable even when up to 70% of nodes were inactive.
That's really impressive. It demonstrates the robustness and scalability of the GLU-ADFL framework, which is crucial for real-world healthcare applications. The researchers also compared GLU-ADFL to a range of other methods, including meta-learning approaches and centralized federated learning. And they found that GLU-ADFL performed on par with or even outperformed these other techniques.
It's a remarkable achievement. By combining the power of federated learning with the flexibility of asynchronous, decentralized training, the researchers have created a solution that really pushes the boundaries of what's possible in blood glucose prediction and diabetes management.
Absolutely. This research not only addresses the critical cold start problem, but it also does so in a way that prioritizes patient privacy and enables broad participation. It's a shining example of how innovative technology can be applied to improve healthcare outcomes in a way that respects individual autonomy.
Absolutely. I'm really impressed by the depth of this research and the thoughtful design of the GLU-ADFL framework. It's a testament to the researchers' creativity and technical expertise. I'm excited to see how this technology might be further developed and applied to enhance diabetes care and management.
Me too, Jen. This is the kind of groundbreaking work that has the potential to truly transform people's lives. By empowering patients and protecting their privacy, while also leveraging the power of collective data, the researchers have created a solution that could be truly game-changing.
Couldn't agree more, Tom. This is the kind of research that makes me hopeful for the future of healthcare technology. I can't wait to see what other innovative applications federated learning might have, and how it can continue to improve the lives of people living with chronic conditions like diabetes.
Absolutely. This paper is a shining example of how rigorous scientific research, combined with a deep understanding of user needs and priorities, can lead to transformative solutions. It's been a pleasure unpacking this fascinating work with you today, Jen. I'm sure our listeners are as inspired as we are by the potential of GLUE-ADFL and federated learning in healthcare.
Definitely, Tom. This has been a truly enlightening discussion. I'm grateful to the researchers for their dedication and innovation, and I'm excited to see how this technology evolves and makes a real impact on the lives of people with diabetes and beyond. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Are you tired of the hassle and privacy concerns of traditional blood glucose monitoring? Well, have we got the solution for you?
Introducing GLUE-ADFL, the world's first decentralized, federated blood glucose prediction app. That's right, folks, no more lugging around bulky glucose meters or worrying about your data being compromised.
With GLUE-ADFL, your blood sugar levels are securely and anonymously shared with our network of AI models, allowing us to provide you with uncannily accurate predictions. It's like having a crystal ball for your pancreas.
And the best part? GLUE-ADFL is completely customizable to your personal needs and preferences. Want a fun, chatty AI assistant to keep you company? Done. Prefer a no-nonsense, straight-to-the-point approach? We've got that too.
But wait, there's more. GLUE-ADFL also comes with a variety of themed accessories to keep you motivated and on top of your game. Glucose monitoring fanny packs, anyone?
So what are you waiting for? Download GLUE-ADFL today and experience the future of diabetes management. Your blood sugar will thank you.
GLUE-ADFL, predicting your pancreas, one algorithm at a time. Welcome to the Cutting Edge Research Podcast, where we dive deep into the latest scientific discoveries. I'm your host, Tom.
And I'm Jen. Today, we're excited to explore a fascinating new paper that tackles a crucial challenge in the world of genomics research.
The paper is titled Genotex, a benchmark for evaluating LLM-based exploration of gene expression data in alignment with bioinformaticians, and it was authored by Haoyang Liu and Haohan Wang from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
This study addresses a significant problem in the field of computational genomics. As advancements in sequencing technologies have led to an explosion of gene expression data, researchers are struggling to keep up with the sheer volume and complexity of these datasets.
Bioinformaticians, the experts who analyze this data, often find themselves bogged down in repetitive, labor-intensive tasks, like data pre-processing and statistical analysis. This not only impacts the job satisfaction but also adds tremendous financial burden to the genetics research industry.
The authors recognized this challenge and set out to develop a solution by harnessing the power of large language models, or LLMs. These AI systems have shown promise in automating various data analysis tasks, but their application in the domain of genomics has been limited.
To address this gap, the researchers introduced Genotex, a benchmark dataset designed to evaluate the performance of LLM-based agents in exploring gene expression data. But this isn't just any ordinary benchmark, it's a meticulously crafted resource that aims to align with the standard practices of human bioinformaticians.
The key to Genotex's design is its standardized pipeline for gene expression data analysis. The authors worked closely with a team of bioinformaticians to document the exact steps they would take to identify disease-associated genes while considering the influence of other biological factors.
This pipeline includes crucial steps like dataset selection, data pre-processing, and statistical analysis. By following this standardized approach, the researchers ensure that the evaluation of automated methods is grounded in the expertise of human experts.
But Genotex isn't just a static dataset, it's a living, breathing resource. The authors enlisted a group of bioinformaticians to manually perform the data analysis according to the guidelines, creating a benchmark dataset complete with annotated code and intermediate results.
This meticulous curation process is what sets Genotex apart. Instead of relying on a predefined ground truth, the benchmark evaluates how well the automated analysis aligns with the insights gleaned by skilled human experts.
To provide a baseline for this evaluation, the researchers developed GenoAgent, a team of LLM-based agents designed to collaborate in exploring gene expression data. These agents utilize techniques like context-aware planning, iterative correction, and domain expert consultation to tackle the challenges of genomic data analysis.
When tested on the Genotech's benchmark, the GenoAgent team demonstrated promising results, showcasing the potential of LLM-based approaches in automating the gene expression data exploration process.
But the paper doesn't just stop there. The authors also define three specific tasks within the Genotech's benchmark: dataset selection, data preprocessing, and statistical analysis, along with corresponding evaluation metrics. This provides a structured framework for assessing the performance of different automated methods.
What I find most compelling about this study is the researchers' dedication to aligning their work with the standard practices of human bioinformaticians. By creating a benchmark that closely mirrors the real-world workflows of these experts, they're paving the way for the development of AI systems that can truly augment and empower genomics research.
Absolutely. The implications of this work are far-reaching. By automating the repetitive, time-consuming tasks that currently occupy a significant portion of bioinformaticians' time, these LLM-based agents have the potential to free up researchers to focus on more advanced, exploratory analysis.
And as the volume of gene expression data continues to grow exponentially, the need for efficient, scalable analysis solutions becomes increasingly urgent. Genotech's and GenoAgent represent a crucial step towards bridging the gap between human expertise and the demands of modern genomics research.
I'm particularly intrigued by the collaborative approach used in the GenoAgent design. The idea of having a team of LLM-based agents, each with their own specialized expertise, working together to tackle these complex tasks is a fascinating concept.
Absolutely. By tapping into the strengths of multiple agents, the researchers are able to simulate the kind of multidisciplinary collaboration that often occurs among human bioinformaticians. It's a clever way to harness the problem-solving capabilities of LLMs while still maintaining the rigor and nuance of expert-driven analysis.
And the potential impact of this work extends beyond just the genomics field. The lessons learned from developing benchmarks like Genotech's and designing collaborative AI agents like GenoAgent could have far-reaching implications for the future of human-AI interaction and scientific discovery across a wide range of domains.
You're right, Jen. This paper is a testament to the power of interdisciplinary collaboration, where experts in machine learning, computational biology, and domain-specific knowledge come together to push the boundaries of what's possible. It's an exciting glimpse into the future of scientific exploration, where AI and human intelligence work hand in hand to uncover the mysteries of the natural world.
I couldn't agree more, Tom. This research paper is a true highlight in the field of computational genomics, and I have no doubt that the Genotech's benchmark and the insights gleaned from the GenoAgent experiments will have a lasting impact on the way we approach gene expression data analysis. It's a must-read for anyone interested in the intersection of AI, bioinformatics, and the future of scientific discovery.
Well said, Jen. This has been a truly fascinating dive into the world of cutting-edge genomics research. Thank you all for joining us on this episode of the Cutting Edge Research Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Jingle Plays.
Are you a bioinformatician struggling to keep up with the endless sea of gene expression data? Do you feel like you're drowning in a never-ending cycle of data preprocessing and statistical analysis?
Well, have we got the solution for you? Introducing GenoAI, the revolutionary AI-powered genomics assistant that will change the way you work forever.
With GenoAI, you can say goodbye to mundane tasks and hello to lightning-fast data exploration. Our team of specialized AI agents will do the heavy lifting, leaving you free to focus on the truly exciting parts of your research.
Need to find disease-associated genes in a jiffy? Just ask GenoAI, and it'll sift through the data, generate hypotheses, and deliver insights faster than you can say transcript to me.
But wait, there's more. GenoAI also comes with a built-in sarcasm detector, so it can gently mock your colleagues' outdated analytical methods. Because who needs human peer review when you've got an AI that knows better?
So what are you waiting for? Get your hands on Geno AI today and experience the future of computational genomics. Your lab coat will thank you.
Geno AI, because your time is too valuable to be spent staring at spreadsheets. Bioinformaticians love it, and so will your tenure committee. Jingle plays.
Geno AI, the AI assistant that makes genomics research a breeze. Welcome to our podcast, where we dive deep into cutting-edge research and unpack its real-world implications. I'm Tom, and joining me today is my co-host, Jen.
Hi there. Today, we're excited to explore a fascinating paper titled Image Conductor, Precision Control for Interactive Video Synthesis. This research explores new frontiers in interactive video creation, empowering creators with unprecedented control over camera movements and object motions.
Absolutely, Jen. This paper from researchers at Peking University, Tencent, and several other institutions presents a groundbreaking approach to generating dynamic video assets from a single image. The key innovation is their ability to separate and precisely control different types of motion, camera transitions, and object movements through a novel training strategy and guidance technique.
That's really impressive. As someone who loves filmmaking and animation, I can see how this could be a game changer for creative professionals. The current workflow for video production often relies on laborious real-world capturing and 3D modeling, which can be both time-consuming and costly. This research aims to change that by leveraging the power of generative AI.
Exactly. The paper notes that despite recent advancements in AI-generated video creation, achieving fine-grained control over motion has remained a significant challenge. Existing methods either lack an efficient generating control interface or struggle to independently control camera and object motion.
That's a great point. The researchers identify a key problem with current approaches, the ambiguity between camera transitions and object movements in real-world video data. This makes it extremely difficult to separate and precisely control these different types of motion.
To overcome this, the researchers first construct a high-quality video motion dataset with precise trajectory annotations. This is a crucial step, as there's a lack of such annotated data in the open-source community. The data curation pipeline involves carefully selecting, filtering, and tracking video content to create a dataset that supports their motion control objectives.
That's a really smart approach. Having a robust, well-curated dataset is fundamental for training a model that can deliver the level of precision and control they're aiming for. So, what's the key innovation in their model architecture?
The core of their method is the image conductor architecture, which builds upon the AnimateDiff model and incorporates a motion-aware control net. The control net is trained to capture multi-level motion representations, with distinct sets of low-rank adaptation, LoRA, weights to control camera transitions and object movements separately.
Ah, I see. By using these LoRA weights, they're able to effectively decouple the different types of motion and give users granular control over each. That must be a significant advancement over previous methods that struggle to disentangle these elements.
Absolutely. The researchers also introduce an orthogonal loss function to further encourage the independence of the camera and object LoRA weights, ensuring accurate motion separation. And to address the challenge of camera transitions introduced by multiple trajectories, they propose a camera-free guidance technique that iteratively enhances object movements while eliminating unintended camera motion.
That's really clever. By harnessing these innovative training strategies and guidance methods, the image conductor approach seems to provide an unprecedented level of precision and control over video synthesis. I'm curious to see how the researchers' quantitative and qualitative results demonstrate the superiority of their approach compared to state-of-the-art alternatives.
The paper's evaluation is quite compelling. Across a range of metrics, including FID, FVD, and motion-specific measures like CAM-MC and OBJMC, Image Conductor outperforms existing methods like DragNewa, DragAnything, and MotionCTRL. The qualitative results are also striking, with Image Conductor generating videos that clearly align with user-specified camera and object motions, while the other methods struggle to separate these elements accurately.
That's really impressive. The ability to precisely control both camera and object movements is a significant advancement that could unlock new creative possibilities for filmmakers, animators, and other visual content creators. I'm also intrigued by the paper's discussion of personalized and controllable video synthesis, where the model can be integrated with open-source customization communities.
Yes, that's a great point. The researchers demonstrate how Image Conductor can seamlessly integrate with these communities, allowing users to leverage pre-trained, personalized models while still maintaining the fine-grained control over motion that the system provides. This suggests a really exciting future where creators can harness the power of generative AI to produce highly customized, motion-controlled video assets.
Absolutely. This research really pushes the boundaries of what's possible with interactive video synthesis. By addressing the long-standing challenges of motion control and separating camera and object movements, the Image Conductor approach represents a significant leap forward. I can't wait to see how this technology evolves and empowers creators to bring their artistic visions to life in new and innovative ways.
Me too, Jen. This is a truly remarkable piece of work that has the potential to transform the way we create and interact with video content. The researchers have tackled a complex problem head-on and delivered a solution that showcases the incredible potential of generative AI when combined with thoughtful, user-centric design. I'm excited to see what the future holds for this technology and the new creative possibilities it unlocks.
Same here, Tom. This has been a fascinating deep dive into the Image Conductor paper. It's clear that the researchers have made a significant contribution to the field of interactive video synthesis, and I'm eager to see how this work inspires and enables the next generation of visual storytellers. Thanks for joining me on this exploration. I'm sure our listeners have gained a newfound appreciation for the power of precision motion control in video creation.
Absolutely, Jen. This has been a captivating discussion, and I'm grateful to the researchers for pushing the boundaries of what's possible with generative AI. I'm left with a deeper understanding of the complexities involved in separating and controlling different types of motion, and I'm excited to see how Image Conductor and similar technologies continue to evolve. Until next time, keep exploring the frontiers of research with us.
Well said, Tom. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you next time on the podcast.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Space Exploration Tools, the premier provider of precision video synthesis equipment for the modern creator.
Are you tired of struggling with clunky cameras and frustrating motion tracking? Introducing the Image Conductor, the ultimate tool for seamless, user-friendly video creation.
With the power of advanced AI, the Image Conductor allows you to effortlessly control camera movements and object motions, all from the comfort of your desktop. Unleash your creativity like never before.
Imagine, with a few clicks, you can send your spaceship soaring through the cosmos, while your trusty robot sidekick dances across the screen. The possibilities are truly out of this world.
And the best part, the Image Conductor is compatible with all your favorite video editing software. Just plug it in and let the cosmic magic happen.
So, what are you waiting for? Upgrade your video production arsenal with the Image Conductor from Space Exploration Tools. Your artistic vision deserves to reach the stars.
Visit spaceexplorationtools.com to learn more. That's spaceexplorationtools.com, where the future of video creation is here, today.
Beam me up, Scotty.